city, no more offices. The world as a workspace, this is what you're facing. Face it, embracing, mixing all our races, shifting all our forces. New world that are trotting on its courses, hey. No one can look so far, no one can pretend the future. Still no one step on Mars, no one can bring the stars.
You are part of a star.
No one can look so far.
You are part of a
star. No one can pretend the future.
Take your power,
but no one step on Mars.
Don't give them more of that.
No one can bring the stars.
Your future is you.
No one can look so far.
Welcome to Be Decoded on Dark City Radio. I'm Jabba, your host for the next hour. Thanks, Bob, for being around. I'm going to talk about the shift today. If you talk about the shift, we can talk about the whole process. We can talk about personal shift. We can talk about the after shift. And I also will try to talk a little bit about community life. The shift, something we hear since a while, and was announced already a couple of times. But I think today we clearly see that the nature is changing, people change, political situation change, this shift in a couple of places. Now we also can refer to like the Mayan calendar. We can talk about biblical stuff. But finally, what triggers really the shift? We don't really know. But it was in a way announced since a while. And I think today we clearly can see it every day how the things are moving, changing, twisting, and almost the time speeding up. In the nature, I think in the last, I don't know, maybe 10 years, we also had a lot of volcanic earthquakes like never before. Others say it's because it was not measured before that we didn't had it. We also can see the climate change. And personally, I don't think that we can all refer to HAARP and chemtrails neither. We have a heat wave, like right now we have heat wave in the Balkans. We have deep cold weather in the United States. We have a lot of animal dying. We have rivers turning red. That was also announced and repeated also in the Bible or so. And I think even the weather here, I mean, I had we had a winter. I don't even know if the winter is really finished. They announced snow to 1,500 meters in the beginning of May. Is more exceptional. All the numbers they put out also is like they never had this kind of weather since 50 years there, 20 years there. It's like extreme weather all over. Flooding on places where you usually don't have flood, like in Saudi Arabia, right now in France. And of course, that is also because the human intervention on certain points, because they put the rivers too close, and then if the water is a little higher, they don't prevent this kind of things of hundreds of years. Or at least not for the good solutions. They prevent more the stuff, how they can make more money and with less people in the next 100 years, and how to organize the whole planet. But that is not a part of the natural procedure, I would say. Natural procedure is also the sun, and like there is a theory out also that you cannot see the sunlight when you are in space. You only can see it on surface, like on planet Earth. A lot of parameters can also change through discovering a different part of life and universe and these kind of things. It's funny. Every time I have my show, I watch my time around 10 minutes after the show starts, and I'm like, I have to talk for 50 minutes more. And I almost said everything. But I will go more deep in that detail, overfloating a little bit the whole shift part. We also can talk about personal shift. Myself, I went through a profound change also since a couple of years. Even if I was on stages in front of 100,000 people today, I could not even imagine to go on stage to play like the showman or something. Like we say also, a video killed the radio star and the radio gonna kill the TV star. I like it very much. I like very much to talk on the radio. I also like very much to hear the people talking on the radio. Bob say internet. Yes, we have a different communication. And if you say that the people getting connected today, I think they just find the way back to communicate with each other through different tools like internet, like they're coming together because we also was teached so much separation that we judge people. We judge people. We still, I think myself even, I teach myself to not judge anybody on anything. But as soon as the picture gets in place, it's not the same if you hear the voice or you read something about. And that is also the part that the messenger is really not important. It can come from any source. And if the message helps for yourself, then the message is good. That is all what the message have to do. I think the messenger himself, everybody is searching. I think nobody have the real truth. And I think that is also the purpose to make it complicated in a way in that third dimension. Okay, Bob said TV killed the radio star. Internet killed the TV star. It's a good one. But true, we are coming together. I see also many people are changing. Many people are asking more questions, and the way that you can find answer or a certain part of your answers on internet, I think that is a very good tool. But still, we cannot take everything for granted. I mean, if somebody say, don't believe what is on internet, probably the same who say, I believe 100% what is on the TV. So it's the same. I think everybody have to make his own, have to take out of the message what is important for him, for his own journey, to find more of the truth. Like the onion, you take it away, you come more profound in the inner side, but you probably don't want to put the layers over it again. So that is all what we can do. We just can shift through the shift, take layer and layer away until we come to the, I think, very basic stuff. And the very basic stuff is like I explain always, like the difference between a friendship and the government is if you want something from your best friend, you don't go to him and say, give me this. If not, I will hit you on the floor, kick you and put you in a prison. You ask, if you don't agree, you discuss, and therefore you have it or you don't have it. When it comes to government, then everybody accepts that they can come to your house, ask you what they want, take your money. If not, they're going to beat you down, or if you defend yourself, they can even shoot you. And this is the kind of system people defend, but they would never accept that in a personal relationship. Or I see also that a lot of people accept a lot of things in so-called personal relationship. And I think just how big the lie is, as soon as you discover that there is a lie, you don't have the same confidence anymore. And for the government, I mean, they rule our life. How can they lie the whole day long and you just give them the whole power to rule your life? It makes no sense. It is basic, on the basic thought, it's just people don't think about these things. My personal shift, I would say I came back to the roots where I was, where I grew up in a community to accept, respect and live with other people. 250 people on the same place. We eat together. We was joining was a real community life, but was the school I was grown up. After I went out to experience the system and how the things are today, and therefore I had to come back to the nature, to basic stuff, to lose like all my so-called wealth or money, get broke, to also exactly understand what the system, the money, and all the power structure is all about. It's not that we are just that is the sad part in a way, that people really have to hit the bomb on the floor to really awake and start to question things. I think everybody is able to make changes, and the society just say that anytime you admit any error you did, it's like you did something wrong. And to admit errors, I think, is the best way to advance in the personal journey, in the personal shift. Where this shift is coming from, that the people awake, that the nature awake, I think that is like how I would call it, the cosmic contract for humanity, to go like in a very deep level of ignorance, to see how much ignorance and how much struggle we can, in how much struggle we can still survive. Because the most evil person on earth, his heart is still knocking. Therefore, he have still a little bit of life in himself. And I think once we meet his soul, we just say, wow, you did it hard. And he say, yeah, I know. But that is the whole thing that we, what I think about the whole is just a soul journey in a human body. And therefore, what our body or our pain in that time space we are going through, that will not hurt our soul. Many people talk about karma also. I think the karma is just done in your present life to stick with things that you didn't learn. Personally, I don't think that karma is like that. If you do something in this life, that it will hit you back in another life. If you don't choose to go through the same experience to know more about this kind of situation or experience. Before I continue, we will play a little song. I think it's my own ship, my personal journey. It's my own soul journey, my own ship.
Think of it as the price of freedom.
Be decoded about the shift. Like Kali say in the chat room, the end of the suppression of the feminine, I think, is a very important part. Too long, the masculine was really overthrowing the whole planet, humanity. We see that also through the whole Masonic symbols, the penis watching out all over the places with the symbols and stuff. And I think it's important to understand that even in the time of strong duality and suppression of feminine, behind every strong man was a strong woman. Of course, they never admit, but that is probably most always the case. And of course, this part is over. I think the whole media stuff that they do about war and all this thing is just, they want to stay in this paradigm. They want to stay, to keep the people on the fear, because that is the only way to control them. And to create fear, you have to do it all the time. And the way people awake, they also have to make it more and more. They have to come out with stuff. It's always funny when they come out and talk about the people like us, that we are talking about government tyranny and stuff. Obama just say that, don't listen to people like us. And that is, of course, exactly the part when they start to be scared, because they disinformation don't work no longer. And even if they make like Boston or so, people start to post out straight up things about what it seems to be really not logic in a way to see how things are going. And also people post out more and more stuff on Facebook, quotes like to change the world. And in a way to change the world, there is also a quote I always remember when I was little, is everybody want to go back to nature, but nobody by walk. And that is of course an important part of the whole awakening and going back to nature. We have to go it by feet. We have to walk to nature. There will be not a high-speed train or organized bus tourist attraction to go back to nature. We have to do it by our own feet and create it and build it with our own. And I think a lot of people are scared of this kind of thought, to touch even Earth. Maybe a lot of people, they not even did it. Or even if the kid is playing in the Earth, they say, oh, no, you will get dirty. Earth is not dirty. We are living on it. And how we can say that Earth is dirty? I think another illusion, let the kid play with the Earth and they will stay healthy. But creating a better world and people are awakening is also, we have a lot of false flag, false illusion, false light, false solution. And therefore, we have to really get aware and first know who we really are, from where we are coming, what we are doing, and what is our purpose in this very moment right now. And all we can change is right now. We cannot change the future and we cannot change the past. And letting go of the past is very important too. I think to admit the errors of the past, even as soon as you see that you did something that should not be how you did it in the past, you are not responsible anymore for it. First, you cannot change it. Secondly, all what you can do is get stronger out of it. And that is the only way to go forward. To say, like, this is not trying, something. I say always two step forward and one step back to see what your step really did. And then you still can change the direction. And that is a very important part. Letting go things like how they come, how they get presented to you in your life, and take the choices with your heart. That is what I did. And even system-wise, I'm broke, and I don't even know how I will bring my kids to the brainwashed school, but still stay in contact with them. If not, they will take it away. So everybody have things to do in a way that the most possible how we can do it. Then we also can talk about the after shift. I mean, what is the goal of the whole shift? That is, the goal would be the after, what happening after the shift. What would still remain and what should we have let go? And I think the very important part is there, like the do not harm. But the do not harm, say, rule or logic, I would almost say, is not that easy neither. Because a lot of, I think everybody, even on this planet, think they do good. And they don't think about all the consequences if they do something, if that is really do not harm. And how far in the do not harm should we go? I mean, even in the nature, the do not harm is the do not harm part really existing? I mean, animals get eaten up, and there's a huge storm and the trees are falling down. Is there really no harm? I think that is part of the evolution. The dead is, of course, something that humans struggle very much to deal with it. Because it is not in their present perception anymore. But how I explain it to my kids is like when the dog passed away, or we had to pass him away because he was too sick, to explain that now this dog is all the time here again. Anytime you wish that this dog is around you, he's always in your heart. And my wife say, I have issues to kill flies. Well, I have no problem to kill flies because if you know that the flies is the biggest transmitter of illness, you better get them out. But you also... instead to kill them yourself, you can just take a bottle, you cut it in half, you turn it, and you put some honey under, and they will trap themselves and kill themselves. So you don't have to do it. I have to do the job. Okay. Yeah. No problem. No problem with flies, really. After shift. The after shift, I think, to focus on what we want is the most important part, and I think the most difficult part. Because if we don't have dreams, then I would suggest that you turn off your TV straight up. Dreams and imagination is very important, I think, to project. We project our future in the present time. But it's not like the ones who watch The Secret, just to let you know, the ones who really 100% agree with The Secret, that the ones who did the book and the DVD, they are all in legal procedure against each other today because they make a lot of money, and today they are fighting each other because of this money. So if you think that The Secret is really working, just watch the history of these guys who did it. I think law of attraction works, but it hit you back if you use it in an egoistic way. If you attract that you're going to have a new car, so on, and it have to be like this and that, and you attract stuff for yourself, then you also have to know that the do not harm rule outcome also in place. That means if the attraction you produce in your mind really appears, be sure that behind this, the whole do not harm rule is really respected. Therefore, if you want something, wish it for everybody, for whole humanity. That is a very important part. If we just make it on an egoistic way, it will hit back three times. It's like the whole devil stuff and the black magic, that it works like that. It's magic. If we don't use the magic in the right way, it will hit us back. It's also part of learning procedure, of course, but we have to know how to use it. The magic is here. We are magicians. We are magicians. We can produce anything with our thought. But luckily, today, we cannot use this 100% because I don't know exactly what everybody would straight up have in their mind. It would appear straight up here right now, elephant, bam, in your house, and your house is destroyed. So I think to get awakened, to get more conscious, it will more and more come up. Are we still on the line? So, the imagination of the future is very important. But if we put a time limit on it, it will not work. That time and space, we have to deal with it. If we put a time limit on something, if we have expectation, we have deception. We just have to move forward and embrace what I would say the everyday gift that we are still alive and that we still can move forward and that not everything is dead. But if we focus like on everything that is not happening, nothing happen. If we focus on what we wish it will happen and we put no time limit on it, we will naturally progress always to this kind of idea to create our own future. And it works. I was so annoyed in my classroom that I watch out the window and I just imagine what I'm going to do in the future, what I wish to do. So I created my things that I did. I did it. I want to go around the world, play music for people. I want to play in front of thousands of people with my full band, 10 members, 16 members. And I did it. But in my dream, in my projection of my reality, I didn't project to go around the world with my whole band. So my whole band worked. I played in front of thousands of people with my band in my country, and I played myself with my egoistic projection of the future. I went all around the world to play to perform in front of thousands of people. So, because I didn't imagine the same thing, that means travel with 16 people around the world, you cannot even imagine what that means as a logistic to travel only with a couple of people. So, it didn't happen. Because I had my egoistic projection of the future, how I want to perform around the world, I didn't include the whole band in it. So I had both, but I didn't have both together. I found myself in front of 60,000 people with a microphone and myself and watched beside and say this was way enough space to put 30 musicians on the same stage. But it didn't happen because I didn't project it in a way I had to project it. We're going to listen to another song. And this one is Korn. Plant the corn for what you want to harvest in the future. Korn.
Plant all the corn. Be sure that we plant all the corn.
Dark City, Be Decoded, Babylon Decoded, also on YouTube. I just uploaded today a video discussion with George Kavassilas, and also Facebook and Twitter if you want to check out. I talk about the shift today and the different parts of the shift, and I think the projection part is very important, because if we only focus on what is wrong on this planet, if we are scared of what's happening in the future, if we are scared of something, and I think that is also a part of when people talk about the reptilians, that it is a projection of a fear. It's as much a projection of a false light, illusion they call God or angel or so on. The way our senses are tuned to very little capacity, I think if we have a little bit more, we can see more too. And therefore, I think the fear part is very important. Do not be fear. Fear for nothing. We are just on a journey in a human body. Our soul will not suffer out of that. Just learn. Just experience. If we talk after shift, it's also a more logical way to get rid of this actual system. It's also to get independent, to produce your own stuff, your own food, and also energy. I think I start a little bit to study the whole Tesla stuff they did to get free electricity. And for myself, I have just to say, even if I know a little bit to study how things, this is too complicated for me. I'm scared of electricity too, to get hit. And therefore, this kind of part, I would more go to natural energy sources, even if it would be a couple of hour bike to recharge the battery a day. Why not? I think there is many things and many solutions out if we really want to go back to something more independent. In the after shift, I would say it's also an important part is the community, because we have to learn to live together. We have to learn respect each other. We have to be able to live beside each other and still leave enough space for each other. The community life is also if in every house you have to produce all the food, you will maybe not be able to have enough different stuff to eat, also to stay healthy, and also to enjoy some different food. Therefore, I think communities is very important too. The one make the egg, the other make the salad, and so on. But if we talk about community, we also need to know how to live together. And that is not always a very easy part. I, like I said in the beginning, I grew up in a 250 big community school, but we eat together, not all together, but in different houses. And but we had activity together with everybody. In the German, like in the French language, you also have the polite version, how you talk to people. And you have like the friendly version, like vous, toi, and in German is ihr and du. And therefore you have another separation between people that you don't have in the English language. And therefore we all communicate in the friendly version. Even the teacher, even the educators, even my father, who was the director of the school, the people could talk normally in a friendly language to each other. And that changed already quite a lot for people who grow up in this language. And the other part is also to make stuff together with different people, to get mixed up with more grown up, or even with the little. We had handicapped people that we have to take care of. We had a farm where we could go help. Like every Thursday, we had manual activities, working wood, iron, going to the farm, or other creative stuff like painting or so on. In that school also, instead to making mathematics like for hours, we play chess to get the brain really like in a way that you can think logically, or in more steps forward, and so on. But itself, the community life was very important. You had different people who talked different language, from different social structure, rich, poor, and everybody was on the same level. And I that was also the last time when we talk about anarchy. If we say anarchy means no rules, well, I think if you have a community, you need to have some rules. It's more part of an organization than like a rule that you impose on people. But if you want to have a community, you need to organize yourself. You need to organize it that it works for everybody. you have to need to also not overthrow the structure that is already done previous just for any reason. It's important to keep some kind of history of the community all and at the same time to develop it to make things better. And there you can have a lot of different parts of conflicts, how the people see the things. And I think the community is also is something that the people join. It's some people who build the foundation. And the people who come maybe after, they work on the same idea. If you have the same idea of doing things, it's very important. What I saw, like also in my band, we was 16 people in the band, and I had in 20 years maybe 250 musicians who pass, who came. Certain just make for one rehearsal, others stayed for 7-10 years. But was a lot of movement, because the idea that maybe I had, or the people from the beginning had, was that we have to go forward, making things better, question things all the time. So there was not like, oh, I'm playing in this band making good shows and stuff, so I just can lay back and play my rock star. That was not the way we did the things. We questioned everything from stage presence, from organization, from how much money everybody get from everything. We tried to keep that in a community part. And this is very difficult, because we also have change. People change. People change a lot. And before myself, I thought change was maybe not when you say, oh, you changed, that was more negative. Today I would more say, oh, you changed, good. So I think that is a very important, that it's like evolution, it's like the nature. For me, the no rule part is not really possible, not for humans, not for the planet Earth. But nature have rules, maybe unbreakable rules. And we are just able as human to decide what kind of rule could be judged bad or good, or in the positive way to build a community. Building of the community, I think, is the way out of it, but it's also the danger of not knowing exactly in what kind of situation we put ourselves. But as long as we live and let live the other people, and we adapt maybe ourselves also, but having certain limits on what you know, what you don't want to do, and therefore is communication is very important. And that is also the difficult part, because sometimes when you have communication, you can expose yourself with your ideas, and you trap yourself, and you see yourself with the ideas you have, that it is maybe not logical. It is maybe logic for yourself, but it is maybe not logic for the community. And therefore, we have to come back to the basics of the basics and really study what it's all about. But finally, we are all from the same source. As a tree, as a human, as the whole universe, I think we are just one in a very complex way. But life is very simple. Humans do it complicated. Thanks for listening. And we're going to listen to the last song, Boyo, Leaders Have to Go. See you next week.
Listen. saying, boy, leaders have to go now, have to go now. Listen to the people saying, boy, changes are too slow, too slow.